A Shape Like Piccadilly. A play for radio by Jill Higham.
Blimey, there's a kinky one here, all right. Look, Eileen.
What?
At the state of this book. Not only do they underline all the four-letter words, but they add a whole lot more of their own in the margin. In biro, too.
Makes me sick.
Oh, squeamish, are you?
But they have to do it in library books. Why can't they buy their own if they want to do that sort of thing?
Oh, I wouldn't get half the kick. No, they like to imagine the blanched face of the maiden lady who gets it next time around.
I doubt that copy will go out again. You better put it aside for Mr. Lake to see.
Oh, give him a cheap thrill and all, dirty old man.
Julie.
Well, I sometimes think the only reason he ditched teaching for the library was so he can get an eyeful when the girls climb up to the top shelf.
Don't be silly. Took up the work because he likes it. He's very well read. Knows the library catalogue inside out.
Probably the Kama Sutra, too.
Oh.
What you doing?
Overdue reminders.
Oh, I suppose I'd better sort out the reservation card. It's all slog, isn't it? Oh, look who's here.
Hmm?
The face at the window again. He never misses a day, does he? Do you think he fancies one of us?
He's only looking at the book display.
It's the same one as yesterday and the day before. It isn't as if they've any art books there. You always get the odd one leering at a Botticelli new.
He isn't leering.
Well, peering then. I mean, if he's that interested in books, why doesn't he come in and borrow one? No, I bet he's giving us a crafty once-over.
Everyone is, according to you.
You disapprove of me, don't you?
I just don't believe that everyone's mind is
as one-track as mine?
Well, there are other things in life besides sex.
I know, but they'll never top the charts. Oh, it's after 12. Do you want to go to lunch first?
All the same to me.
Oh, would you mind then? Only I've got a vague sort of date for 1:30. Chap in the bank.
Doesn't bother me, long as I've got something to read.
Mind your book, Dax. You have gravy all over it.
Oh,
there you are. Steak and kidney for one.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. That table's taken. You have to share. There's a place over there.
So. Do you mind if I,
Oh, of course not. I'll move my things.
Thanks. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my fault. Shouldn't have put it on the edge
there. No, I'll get it.
There we are.
Thank you.
Hope I haven't lost your place.
I know what page I was on.
Oh, that's okay then.
Yes. Menu?
Oh, thanks.
I hope you don't mind my asking, but it was you I saw earlier, wasn't it? Outside the public library.
Who, me?
Looking at the window display.
Well, what of it?
Nothing. I just thought I recognised you, that's all. I work there, you see.
Oh. Yeah, well, could have been me, I suppose. Well, you're a librarian, are you, then?
Nothing as grand as that. Just a junior counter assistant.
Still, good job.
I enjoy it.
Must take brains.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. A bit of common sense is all you need, really.
Yeah.
Well, that's not much, is it? Of course, the senior staff are qualified. What sort of work do you do?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just, like, filling in just now. Helping out in the park, a bit of digging in it.
Yes, dear? What do you want?
A place and chips.
It's off.
Oh, liver then.
So's that.
Well, what's on?
Everything isn't crossed out.
Yeah, well, I think I'll have,
yeah.
Oh, let me see now.
Shall I come back?
Steak and kidney's not bad. If you like steak and kidney.
Yeah, I'll have that then. Steak and kidney.
Steak and kidney.
Thanks. Oh, thanks. They get you an estate stand, have you, like that?
I know. Doesn't help when the menu's penciled through as well. It's ridiculous, isn't it, things being off already? What'll it be like by 2?
Down to bread and cheese, I expect.
Yes. Are you a student?
What?
You said just now you were filling in with this park job. I thought it might be vacation work.
Oh, I see. That's right. I'm at college, technical college.
Interesting. We've got a good technical section at the library you ought to join. You don't belong, do you?
No, I... Well, there's a library at the college, you know.
No harm in using both. After all, it's a public service. You might as well benefit from it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe I'll look in sometime.
Do. It's only a matter of filling in a form.
Steak and kidney.
Not so.
You were lucky. That was the last of them.
You were right. It will be bread and cheese.
Could I have my bill, please?
Yeah, and I'll have mine too.
Same, wasn't it? Steak and kidney and semolina. Cup of tea. That's 30 new pence.
Thank you.
Sure.
Pay at the desk.
That's funny. Oh, no, trust me.
What?
My purse, I've come without it. I had it in my coat pocket this morning, but as it was so fine, I didn't bother with a coat just now. Bet they'll think I'm trying it on.
Well, look, I could loan it to you if you like.
Oh, no.
No, go on, I've got enough.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, of course.
I'll pay you back at once. Lucky our work's so near.
Thank heavens you were there. Don't know what I'd have done otherwise.
Well, you could have left your bag with them.
I suppose so. Would have been a bit embarrassing, though. What's your name?
Hmm?
Your name? If you borrow money from someone, you ought to know their name.
Oh, it's Colin, Colin Piper.
Mine's Eileen Butt.
Oh. My dad had a pigeon called Eileen.
No.
Yeah, Eileen, Myrtle and Chloe.
He keeps them then, does he, pigeons?
Well, he used to. He's dead now.
Oh, sorry.
Well, he's been gone years.
My mum's on her own, too. Well, I mean, she's a widow. She doesn't live on her own. She's got my sister and her husband there.
Oh, you don't live at home, then?
Oh, no, my home's in Leeds. But it was a bit of a squeeze when Mary, that's my sister, got married and Trevor moved in. And then when the baby started, well, I thought they could do with the extra room. Anyway, I felt like a change. So I came down here, got a bed sit.
Sharing?
No, on my own. You live with your mother, do you?
Yeah, council block.
Here we are. Nearly walked past. Come on in and I'll settle my debt. There's one thing I hate, it's owing anything. 10, 20, 30. There you are.
Oh, thanks. Big place, isn't it? All those books.
There's a reference library, too, next door. We get a lot of students working in there. Oh, that reminds me. Wait a tick. This is where I preside, behind here. Julie and I. That's Julie over there by the index file. There.
What's that?
Application form for library membership.
But I...
Go on, you might as well join while you're here. There's a biro. Oh, excuse me, customer. Can I help you?
Oh, thank you. I'm looking for information on the history of the bicycle. I understand there's a recent publication on the subject.
I think you'd better have a word with Mr. Lake. The gentleman at the desk over there. He's our reader's advisor.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sorry about that, only I...
Oh, yes.
Where? Well.
Oh, good, you're back. Oh, what's the matter with you? Look like you've just been hit in the face with a wet flannel.
No, it's just... nothing.
I'll be off to lunch, then. Hey, this your money here?
What?
6 bob.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
Eileen, you still here?
Hello, Mr. Lake. Thought I'd just finished putting these books away. Save us in the morning.
Oh, I'll give you a hand. Conscientious, aren't you? That's a good quality.
I like to finish something once I've started.
Well, most of the youngsters want to be off on the dot, meet their dates and bother the job. Like Julie. I've noticed her polishing her nails halfway through the afternoon.
What's C.P. Snow doing in the H's?
We'll have to have a good sort through sometime. I often wonder what she's doing working in a library.
Julie?
Well, she's bright enough, I grant you, but you'd picture her in a boutique or something, not shut away with a lot of books. People that work in libraries should be inconspicuous, part of the background. You can't help noticing a girl like Julie, know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, you, Eileen, you're different. No offence meant, but you're more the quiet kind. You talk quietly and dress quietly and you really are interested in the work, aren't you?
I've always been a bit of a bookworm.
Like me. I've always found my magic between the book covers. Much have I travelled in the realms of gold and many goodly states and kingdoms seen. Keats.
I remember.
Ah. I used to hope, when I first went in for teaching, I used to hope I'd be able to make my pupils feel the same way. But hoping is not enough. There were one or two who might have... Oh, well, I was never much of a teacher. Is that the lot?
Yes.
Right, we'd better lock up, then.
Mr. Lake, could you tell me something?
Yes, of course, if I'm able to.
It sounds silly, I know, but how would you... Well, the thing is, I want to get in touch with someone. I owe them some money, you see. Only I don't know their address, just the name.
Not on the telephone?
Not under their name, but then they live with their mother.
Local?
I think so. Council estate, I believe they said.
Well, that narrows the field. I'd try the electoral register if I were you. If he's over 18, he should be down on that.
Yes.
Mrs. Piper?
Yes.
Is your son in?
Oh, just a minute. He's having his tea. Ray!
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't realise. I want Colin.
Colin? You want Colin?
If he's in.
He's gone to the cinema.
Oh.
Could you shout, Mum?
Doesn't matter. Colin. Well, I'm sorry he's out.
I only wanted to give him this. 6 shillings. Perhaps you'd be so kind
as to... What's it for?
Well, he left it behind in the public library.
Library? Not Colin.
Yes, this afternoon on the desk. I work there.
You must have got the wrong person, dear.
Colin Piper?
Yes, but our Colin doesn't belong to no library.
No, well, he was thinking of joining and...
No, it must be some other Piper you want.
Are you sure?
Must be.
He said he was at technical college.
Oh, no, dear, no. Wrong person.
Well, I'm sorry to have troubled you.
That's all right. Hope you find him, love.
Well, who was that, then?
Girl from the public library.
Huh?
Or some sort of mix-up. She seemed to think Colin had left some money in there or something. Library of all places.
It must be someone of the same name.
Well, that's what I told her. Give me quite a surprise for a minute. Young lady comes asking for Colin. Thought he'd found himself a girl at last.
Mm.
You'd think by his age I'd like him to have someone.
He's got us.
He won't always have me.
Oh, I'll see he's all right.
You always have, haven't you? It's not every brother would help him along like you do.
Well, not his fault the way he is.
If he could find himself a regular job, even.
Mm, always keeping an eye open.
I'd like to see him settled in something. Something proper.
Mm.
I mean, this lark he's on now, collecting litter in the park. Well, I ask you, what sort of work is that?
Hello?
What? Oh. It's you.
Yes. I hoped I might see you. You said about a job in the park, only I didn't know if you'd be working Saturdays. I still owe you 6 bob.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Well, it does to me. I told you I hate owing anything. There, you better put it away at once this time.
Yeah. I'm sorry I had to dash off like that the other day.
It was a bit sudden.
Well, I suddenly remembered something and...
Forgot the money. I had quite a job finding you.
Big park?
No, I mean before I thought of the park.
What?
Even went as far as trying to look you up in the electoral register. Thought I'd found you too. Did you know you had a namesake on the Westfield estate?
You went there?
Yes.
What did they say?
Well...
What did they tell you?
Just that I'd got the wrong Colin Piper. But I hadn't, had I? She said, your mother, that you weren't at technical...
That's school. Right. Okay, so I made it up. Does it matter?
No.
Yes, of course it matters. It was just... Well, you asked me if I was a student and
It doesn't matter, really.
And did she tell you the rest?
How do you mean?
Or what else did she tell you?
Nothing.
No. I suppose she wouldn't.
What? Should she?
Oh, never mind.
Well, I'm holding you up. You've got work to do.
Work? Or picking up ice cream cartons and empty fag packets?
Not very exciting,
perhaps. But okay as a fill-in till the next bum job.
Then why don't you look for something more interesting?
Interesting? Like what?
There must be lots of jobs for someone
who... Someone who can't read and write. Oh, well, thanks for that, anyway.
For what?
Not laughing.
Laughing?
Oh, that's what they mostly do, people. When they find out. I think maybe I'm joking. And you wanted me to join the library. Join the library when I couldn't even read the menu in that caff.
Oh, I should have kept my big mouth shut.
Oh, you weren't to know. And you think I'm not used to it? Not used to ducking out a form filling, looking to see what other people are eating before I order a meal, pretending I forgot my glasses if I want to know what a simple notice is. You see that board up there? And what does that say? Go on, read it out.
Park regulations and bylaws.
Yeah. Well, here I am working in the Flaming Park. I don't even know what the bylaws are. Oh, I know that sign over there. Keep off the grass. I know that because I had some little kid, so I read it out the other day.
Why don't you... I mean, surely you could still...
Learn.
If you wanted to. And you must, otherwise... Well, the way you kept looking at those books in the library window, I...
Well, you can look at something, can't you? A mountain or something? Wonder what it's like at the top. Doesn't mean you're up to climbing it.
There must be special classes.
Look, do you think if I could, if it was in me to learn, I wouldn't have in 10 years at school? Other kids did, didn't they? Ray did. But I... Well, I just I couldn't get hold of it somehow. It's like half my mind was just a blank.
Perhaps it's always possible that Well, you could have some sort of visual defect or something.
Oh, they give me all those tests way back. There's nothing wrong with my eyes nor my hearing neither. But the only problem with me is I'm backward. Slow. Just haven't got it up here.
But you don't seem... I mean, to talk to
Look,
you...
Look, ask Mum, ask Ray. They'll tell you. They should know. They're the ones who have to live with it. Write letters for me, look up the programmes on telly, work out the number of stops if I have to go by tube. Oh, yeah, yeah. You never thought of that, have you? You wouldn't know how it feels to sit on a train and count the stops, because it's the only way you'll know when to get out. Oh, there's some I can tell by the look of the word, a few. Like Piccadilly. Well, you can't mistake a shape like Piccadilly. But mostly I just have to count and hope to God I don't doze off, because if I miss a station, chances are I'll land up in some strange dump with a lot of nameless streets. Oh, you just don't know.
It must be awful.
I didn't tell you so you'd feel sorry for me.
But I
told you so you'd get off my back, leave me alone, stop asking questions what I can only answer with lies. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
I know.
See, I've never told no one before. I mean... You know, how it feels. I try to keep it all inside of me.
I'm glad you told me. I went to Spain once, a couple of years back for a holiday. Package tour. I couldn't speak the language. It seemed so strange not being able to understand the signposts, the notices on the trams, not being able to read the newspaper headlines. I felt lost. But then it was only for 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm lucky in a way, I suppose. Got Mum and Ray, they make things easy for me. Only sometimes I wish...
What?
Well, they treat me like I was a kid, you know, but then I suppose that's how I must seem to them. That's what I am, really.
No. All right, so you've got one, call it what you like, one blank area. That doesn't make you any less of a... of a person.
That's not what most girls think.
Then they're stupid.
No, they're not. I mean, who wants to go out with a bloke with no steady job, no prospects, who can't even look in a local rank to see what films are on? Who wants to go out with someone like that?
I wouldn't mind.
A girl, Colin?
Yeah, just someone I know.
And you want to bring her back here for tea?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Well, of course not, love. It's what I've always wanted, for you to bring back a young lady.
Now, there's no need to make nothing of it, Mum.
Do you think she likes salmon?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
She must be a nice girl. What's her name?
Eileen. It's funny, that.
Well, I don't see nothing funny about it. Pretty name, Eileen.
No, I mean, her having the same name as that pigeon.
Eh? Hey?
That pigeon, her dad's, a little one, his favourite. Don't you remember?
Lord, I never knew their names. They was all the same to me. Messy creatures. Fancy you remembering that after all these years.
Hey, you want to watch it, Eileen? Eyeshadow? First step on the primrose path. It'll be false lashes next and bang goes your maidenhood.
Oh, shut up.
Who's the lucky chap that merits such a bold deviation from the norm? Well, you are going out, I take it.
Hmm.
Oh, you don't give away a trick, do you? I know what they say about the quiet type. Bet you get up to all sorts of hanky-panky in that bedsit of yours. Joke?
Wasn't there a reservation card in for this book?
What's that?
On the construction of sheepfolds, Ruskin.
Rings a bell. Oh, I might as well start packing up. Only 5 minutes to go. Hey, I spy with my little eye something beginning with W.
What?
Window gazer.
Oh,
only he's finally plucked up courage to come inside. What do you know?
Hello, Colin.
I'm not too early, am I?
No, we're just packing up. I won't get your tip.
Well. Can I give you some more pineapple, Eileen?
No, really, that was lovely.
Well, come on, Colin, then. Couple more slices. Ray's had seconds.
Thanks. I wish I know to a third.
Oh, that's the way. Finish it up. It's there for the eating. Ray's always had a good appetite, haven't you, Ray? Ever since he was a tiny tot. Colin, though, was as much as I could do to get anything down him.
Oh, Mum.
Well, it was. You'd toy with your greens till they wasn't worth looking at. No wonder you was poorly so often.
It was the school dinners got me most.
Gristly meat and watery cabbage.
Yeah, lumpy custard and suet stodgy.
Remember how they used to stand over you, Cole? Old Grout and that lot, counting the mouthfuls. Yeah, and the minute their backs was turned, I'll grab the stuff off your plate and shove it under the table.
Oh, no, Ray, you never did. You hear that, Eileen? Under the table.
Only so he wouldn't cop it.
Oh, that's you all over. Wouldn't let no one take it out on Colin, would you? I'll never forget that day you come home with a black eye and bleeding nose. Oh, you should have seen him, Eileen. Turn me over. Oh,
spare her the detail. It was Mum.
He'd been in this fight, you see, with some lad who'd been picking on Colin.
Yeah, he called me an half-wit.
Oh, little blabbermouth.
Yes, well, he got what he asked for, didn't he? Say something like that. You should have known your brother wouldn't stand for it. Well, if you'll excuse me, Eileen, I'll just take the tray out.
I'll help you wash up.
Oh, no, we can't let our guests wash up, can we, Colin?
It's up to her, isn't it?
I'd like to, really.
All right, then. That is kind. It's through here. That's right.
Mum seems to have taken to her, then.
Well, she'd have took to her if you'd got two heads, wouldn't she?
Oh, come off it.
Oh, tinned salmon and pineapple slices. Wonder she didn't put up the flags and all.
Well, who's complaining? If I bring a bird home, she don't get that sort of treatment.
No.
Where does this go?
On the dresser there. Oh, this is nice, having someone to help me. Not that the boys aren't very good about the place, but you know what I mean. Don't get none of Ray's girlfriends giving me a hand. Have you known Colin long?
Not really.
He's a good boy.
Yes.
But then I can see you're the kind that looks deeper than some. I mean, brains aren't everything. I had an uncle, you know. He was the same way. Could never put pen to paper nor nothing. That's why I could see how it was with Colin. But he made a good father and husband, Uncle George. Simple men often do.
Colin's not simple.
No, of course not. Not in other ways. I mean, some of the programmes he watches on the telly plays and that, you know.
Mrs. Piper, you were saying at tea that Colin was delicate as a child.
Yes, poor little mite. Always had a snuffle or a stomach upset.
So he would have missed a lot of school.
No more than I could help. Only kept him off if he had a temperature. Well, I reckon it was best for him to get out and mix, be one of the gang like Ray, instead of sitting round daydreaming.
Daydreaming?
All lived in the clouds, he did half the time. Wasn't right. Still, maybe I should have kept him at home, for all the good it did him. Dare say I would have, if he hadn't had Ray.
Ray used to keep an eye on him.
He did more than that. He's been marvellous all along, Ray has. Do you know, Eileen, he reads in the newspaper every day. You know, the bits he thinks will interest him. Reads them out loud to him. And he'll do, ooh, I don't know, ever so many little things to help him.
Like counting the stops on the tube.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, Ray and me, we've both of us tried to make things easy as we can for him. Well, it's only right, isn't it?
What about your husband?
Reg?
How did he feel about Colin?
Well, they was only little lads when Reg passed on, 6 and 7, I believe. So he never really knew how it was with Colin. Well, even if he had, he wouldn't have given it much thought, I don't suppose. Only thing he bothered about was his pigeons. There. That's done. Thanks, love.
That's all right.
You know, it's ever so nice having you here like this. I hope we'll be seeing a lot more of you.
Thank you.
I always hope that one day Colin would be lucky enough to find a girl who'd just accept the way he is.
Let me see now. Yes, I thought I'd seen it somewhere recently. Sources of Educational Failure. There, try that one, Eileen.
Thank you.
Oh, and, yes, this might be of use while you're about it. The chapter on the backward child. No, what else?
No more, I'll never get through them. Besides, I'm keeping you.
I don't have to be back at any special time. That's one of the advantages of being on your own. No meals coagulating in the oven. No irate lady at the door.
No. Still, you've gone to a lot of trouble. I appreciate it.
No trouble. My line of country. Education. Or it was.
Did you come across any backward children, Mr. Lake, when you were teaching?
What teacher doesn't?
I mean, really backward.
1 child in 10 needs special attention at some time.
The sort of child who could leave school without being able to read or write.
Ah.
That can't be common.
Commoner than it should be in this day and age.
Even if he's got no physical disability and he's not actually retarded.
Yes, even then. They can slip through the net of the system only too easily.
How?
Difficult to say where it begins. A combination of things, most likely. They miss out at infant and primary school for one reason or another. Illness, perhaps. Or an emotional setback. They get left behind. They go on to secondary, and in a deprived neighbourhood, they've had it, unless they're lucky. Just struggle on as best they can till they finally give up altogether.
That's awful.
Well, how many people will stop the stream, even the lowest stream, to rescue one flounderer?
But surely some teacher somewhere along the line's going to notice him, help him, not just leave him to stew.
Well, noticing's one thing, helping's another. Quite another, when you've 40 others in your class, not enough space to turn round, and half a lesson spent rubbing filth off the blackboard, and the rest trying to keep order when you have a splitting headache and they call you Veronica.
Veronica?
Veronica Lake, the film actress.
Oh, yes.
A burden I had to carry all my teaching career. I thought it would have died out with a new generation that weren't familiar with the lady in question. And then they started showing old films on television, and I got it all over again. Well, some teachers could have put paid to it, but I never had it in me to command respect. I was the sort who always got the joke spider in my desk. Know what I mean? I just couldn't handle them. Well, in the end, it got so I despised myself as much as they despised me. Yes, in circumstances like those, I might have let the odd flounderer sink. In fact, I know I did.
Just let them?
Well, you turn a blind eye. It's not that hard. They tend to be the quiet ones, you see, Eileen. The ones that sit at the back and say nothing.
Yes, I can see that.
And it's the troublemakers get all the attention in a place like that. They're the only ones you have time for. And the brighter ones survive in spite of us. I know what you're thinking. Just as well I gave up teaching.
Perhaps in a different sort of school.
Perhaps. And perhaps in a different sort of school, your young man wouldn't have slipped through the net.
How did you know you...
Would you show such concern for a hypothetical case?
I think he could learn, you see.
But does he?
That's the trouble. He seems to have accepted the fact that he can't. Just as his family have from the word go. They've made a comfy little cage for him, his mother and brother. Oh, with the best of motives, but I believe they're misplaced. I mean, how can you learn to fly when your wings are clipped?
We are in the metaphorical frame today, aren't we?
He's not stupid. In fact, he's surprisingly articulate for someone who can't read. If he had the chance to read and write, he'd be a different person.
Do you want him to be a different person?
I hate waste.
Well, tread gently. Let a caged bird free, and there's no telling where he'll fly.
How are you sleep?
All right.
We must have walked miles.
I like walking.
Just as well, isn't it? I haven't got much choice on my pay packet.
I like walking. Walking and talking. It's nice after being cooped up in the library all day.
There's a bench there. You want to sit down for a bit?
Might as well.
Oh, Mum used to hate the din they made.
The pigeons?
Yeah. Said it got on her nerves. All that cooing. I used to like it, though.
It's soothing, in a way.
Yeah. I'd lie in bed of a night, just listening to them in the shed out the back. It made me feel, oh, I don't know, safe somehow. Just knowing they was there.
Tell me about your dad.
What?
Tell me about him.
Well, there's nothing to tell, really. He was an ordinary bloke.
Who kept pigeons?
Yeah.
There must have been more to him than that.
Well, not as anyone had noticed. He was a quiet man, see? Hardly spoke, except when... Well, except...
Go on.
Well, he used to make up these stories sometimes.
Stories?
Yeah.
He used to tell you stories?
Yeah, now and then. Well, we just make things up between us, just the two of us, you know. Sometimes we pretend that one of the pigeons was taking a message to a princess that was shut up in a tower, something like that. Maybe it'd be flying to the moon and back. Those birds and off cover some ground. It's daft, really.
No, it's not daft.
Anyway, Dad died. The story stopped. And Mum got rid of the pigeons.
He went suddenly, did he?
Like that.
How did you feel?
Felt nothing.
Nothing?
As if I'd gone too.
I felt a bit like that when mine died, though I was much older and we'd been expecting it. Then one day I just let it all out, cried like I'd never stop. It was better after that.
I never cried.
You were, what, 6 when it happened?
Yeah, roundabout, I suppose.
So you must have started at primary school soon after.
Yeah. What's that got to do with it?
I think it's got everything to do with it, with what became of you.
Oh, I might have known.
Now listen, please. I really believe that's what started the rot.
Oh, nothing started it. It was just there inside of
Look,
me.
Look, backwardness is often caused by an emotional disturbance, particularly at that stage. You were behind already and something like that was all you needed. Mr. Lake says
that... Lake at the library?
Yes. He used to be a teacher and he says that...
You've been discussing me with him?
Only because I want to help you, Colin.
Oh, you do you? Well, stuff your help. I don't want it.
Cheer up, Eileen. It may never happen. Or has it? Oh, yes, it obviously has.
You are an idiot. Shove over that title list.
What was it? Did old man Lake rush you in the reference room?
Julie.
Well, you have been a bit thick lately, and don't tell me it's all in the cause of better librarianship. It's the window gazer, isn't it?
It's nothing at all,
she says with averted eye. What happened? Did he stop gazing and start groping?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Sorry. I guess I'm not the best person to have around when you're feeling grotty. Trouble with me is I'm the upbeat type. Well, superficial would be more accurate, I suppose. I honestly don't know what it is to be down.
I wish I was you.
Funny. Sometimes wish I was you.
You?
In my saner moments, and admittedly I only get them about once a year. No, but it must be nice not to have to rely on hot pants to make an impression. I mean, look at you.
Look at me.
Okay, you're no Raquel Welsh. But people like to talk to you.
Lots of the readers chat to you.
Oh, they're not chatting. They're chatting up. If a bloke talks to me, it's not my conversation he's after. Take Mr. Lake. No, oh. Joking apart, he finds you interesting as a person. Only thing he notices about me is my legs.
Right now, I'd rather have good legs than good intentions.
All right, all right. Oh. No need to keep on. I heard the first time. What do you want?
I'd like to see Eileen back, please.
Then why not ring her bell? Can't you read?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot my glasses.
Well, I'll call her. Miss Bart, someone for you.
Thanks.
And I wish you'd tell your guests to ring the right bell instead of bringing me down.
Sorry, Mrs. Billings. Colin.
Hello. Sorry about that.
She's a bad-tempered old cow anyway.
Yeah. Well, I remembered the house, but all those names had me.
That's my bell, the bottom one.
Oh.
Colin,
about last night, I'm sorry.
No, you were right. I was interfering.
You said you thought that you could help me.
I should have left things as they were.
No. Do you think that I could learn?
You wouldn't lose anything by trying.
I couldn't go to one of those, you know, what are they called?
Remedial classes?
Yeah, I couldn't face it.
They are the specialists.
Yeah, I dare say, but it wouldn't be any good. It'd be like school all over again.
Then would you let me try and teach you?
You?
No one need know. If it didn't work out, no one would know. Only us.
That you, Ray?
Yeah. Cole not back yet?
Been and gone. Round at Eileen's again. It's every evening now.
Mrs. Welsh is not the expensive type. If I saw Sylvia every night, I'd be clean broke.
Eileen's more the homely kind. I hope it comes to something.
Well, give him a chance.
She'd make a good little wife, though. They say plain girls do. Yeah, funny if he beat you to the altar, wouldn't it?
Who's Harry?
No, but I mean it would, wouldn't it? Colin first, for once.
I could get hitched tomorrow if I wanted to, ma'am. I'm just playing it cool, that's all.
I'm just saying, wouldn't it be funny?
Well, I don't see anything funny about it.
Be the first thing he'd done off his own bet as well.
Who says anything will come of it?
Well, it must be getting serious. I mean, night after night. And she hasn't got no telly neither, she said so.
Well, so what?
Well, they must be doing something, mustn't they?
Rabbit. Sir. Snow. Top. Umbrella. No, you'll have to tell me.
The.
Oh, yeah, the. Guitar?
Violin.
You could have fooled me.
They aren't the best of illustrations, I admit. Go on.
The violin. The window. X xylophone.
Right.
Yacht. Zebra.
Good. You only set up twice.
Yeah, that used to be zoo before.
What?
For zoo. A school. Yeah, there was this picture of a lion in a cage. Funny looking thing with a purple mane. And that was for zoo. That's funny, I've forgotten that till now.
I said it'd start to come back. You must have learnt something to begin with.
Yeah, I quite liked it. At first, school. When I was little, used to draw things, you know, pictures of houses and all that. And she'd stick them up on the wall. This teacher. Miss, Bevin. Yeah, that's it, Miss Bevin. Then she'd have us count beads and sometimes she'd read us stories. We'd sit on the floor cross-legged and she'd read us stories. Only she left. I was away sick and when I went back the next term, she'd gone. After that, there was always chopping and changing teachers. Always a different face, muddling.
Yes, it must have been.
Didn't seem to bother Ray, though.
You and Ray are different.
Yeah.
I mean, as people, he's less sensitive. What about primary school?
Huh?
What was it like there?
I don't remember much. Just the noise and nothing making sense. Dad. The lessons, nothing.
The teachers, didn't they try to encourage you?
Well, as long as you were quiet, they mostly let you be.
Yes. So you sat at the back and daydreamed your way through a so-called education. And at 15, they slung you out with a clear conscience.
Well, not much point in keeping me on. I couldn't take no exams. And once Ray had left... Well, you see, it helped having Ray around.
I wonder.
What?
Doesn't matter. Well, we'd better get on, hadn't we?
Oh.
Let's go from the beginning again, shall we?
Apple. The. Then the little black hen went to find the green... No, don't tell me. Went to find the green frog. Have you seen my egg, she said. No, said the green frog. Why not ask the red fox? I did it. Whole page. I read it all by myself.
Yes, you did.
Oh, no, wait, I'm just going to try the next one now, make sure it wasn't a fluke.
That wasn't a fluke.
So, the little black hen set out to find the red fox. Have you seen my egg? She said.
Over there, Colin, that notice, what does it say?
No parking between 9:30 and 6.
Great! That sign there.
Cut price cigarettes.
That fan.
Light removals.
Up on the wall there.
Bill stickers will be prosecuted. See what Sam Charlie's written underneath? Bill stickers is innocent.
Come on, follow me.
Arsenal, Holloway Road, Caledonian Road, King's Cross, Russell Square, Holborn, Leicester Square, Piccadilly. Seems funny, doesn't it? Just sitting here.
Looking at the gas fire.
Doing nothing.
I reckon you deserve an evening off.
I do. Now, you did it all.
Anyone could have. Anyone who...
Cared?
Your mum cared. And Ray. Only they...
If you care for someone, you don't just write them off. No. You're the only one who... The only one... Come here. Come on. Better. First time in all these months. It's the first time we...
Yes.
Somehow, while you were learning me, teaching me...
I know. It was strange.
Oh, sometimes I hated you for knowing it all.
Will you be going to a proper teacher now?
Well, I mean, I'll never be able to...
Please.
Can I stay?
I...
Can I?
You don't have to, just because...
I want to.
It's... I've never... You'll have to help me.
We'll help each other.
Switch it off, Ray.
Yeah, good film, wasn't it?
Colin's usually back by this time, isn't he?
Well, perhaps he's gone the late night flicks or something. He got his pay packet today.
Pay packet? Oh, I don't know. First that park work, now dishwashing. The public lavatory's next.
Well, you never know. His luck might change.
Eh?
Matter of fact, I'm working on something at the garage.
You mean a job for Colin?
Well, there's a chance. Wouldn't be for a while yet, but old Fred's retiring end of the year, so there'll be a vacancy.
Would Colin be up to it?
Just paint spraying and that. Doesn't require no bookwork.
Oh, that'd be marvellous.
Well, don't get all excited. May not come off. And don't say anything to Cole yet, will you? In case he's disappointed.
All right, then, but I'll keep my fingers crossed. Paint sprayer. Mm. Well, that'd be something. He'd have you there, too. Give him a helping hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Ray, you are a good boy. I knew you'd come up with something.
What are you thinking?
About the future. Never been able to before. Oh, go ahead. Fix up evening classes, like you said.
Yes.
And then, after, when I've got a decent sort of job, you know, something with prospects, well, then I might be able to give you something then.
You've already given me everything.
No, I'm talking about something permanent.
Don't let's look ahead too far.
I don't want to look anywhere else. Not now.
I'm happy with now.
You know what? I'm going to tell them tomorrow. Mum and Ray. It's about time I dropped the bombshell.
It's a wonder they haven't guessed.
Oh, not them. If you don't expect nothing, you don't see nothing. Anything. And that's been them all along, isn't it? Well, now they've got a surprise coming. Will you be there when I tell them?
If you want me to.
Of course I want you to. If anyone deserves a ringside seat, it's you.
This is a lovely surprise, Arlene. We've hardly seen you in weeks. I've said to Colin, haven't I, Colin? I've said, well, aren't I allowed to see her sometimes?
Yeah, well, she's here now, isn't she?
Yes, she's here now, and very nice it is too. You're staying for tea, I hope, dear.
Thank you.
Oh, here's Ray back. Look who's here, Ray.
Oh, hello, Arlene.
Hello.
Long time no see. Mum was just saying the other day, haven't seen you in weeks. I'll just see you, Cole, come to that. Yeah, how's the job going?
All right. If you like washing up.
Well, it's better than the park this weather anyway. Oh, you'd freeze to death up there. I've never known such a cold November.
Yeah, worse to come too, according to the weather man.
What's he say then?
Oh, snow and God knows what. Where's the paper, Mum?
I got it.
Oh, we'll chuck it over then. Tell you the worst.
Oh, who wants to know? That's what I say.
Here we are.
Right, let's have it.
No, it's all right, Ray. Long-term weather forecast.
Kind.
According to the experts, we can look forward to a white Christmas this year. In fact, snow is expected around the second week in December.
That'll mean frozen pipes and... Colin?
Oh, what's this then? Some sort of a joke?
Go on, Colin.
Severe frost is expected throughout the country, especially in the north and northeast.
You heard it on the radio, didn't you?
No.
Well, Arlene, you clued him up. You told him what it said.
No.
Well, then you...
You're not saying it... Oh, he couldn't have.
No, they're having us on, Mum. It's a bit of a leg pull.
Do you want me to read some more?
But...
Arlene taught me.
Oh, Colin.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
Come on,
Mum. Oh, I'm sorry, but I... Oh, Colin.
Oh, it's all right, Mum. You'll get used to the idea. We all will.
You taught him? Wow.
It wasn't that hard.
Well, Ray. Well, you might at least look pleased about it. Just think you won't have to wait on me anymore.
Oh, back, Eileen. Sorry I'm late. I thought I'd do some Christmas shopping while I was about
That's
it.
That's okay.
Doesn't look as if you've been run off your feet anyway.
No, there's only been a couple of people in.
Hey, guess who I met?
Hmm?
Out.
Who?
Friend of yours, if that's not an understatement.
What?
The window gazer as was. What have you done to him?
How do you mean?
Well, there has to be a secret formula. What is it, regular sex or contact lenses?
Contact lenses?
The way he used to peer at things.
Oh.
You must have noticed the difference.
I know he's changed a bit, but...
A bit? You'll have to watch it, Eileen. I could fancy him myself. Joke?
Oh, hello, Cole.
Hi. I'm not in.
No, it's bingo night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's pies in the oven. Only need to put on the veg.
Yeah, I'll see to it.
No, it's all right, it's all right. I've got it all under control. You going to evening class tonight, then?
Yep, tonight and every night.
You don't overdo it, you know.
Overdo it?
Well, you know what they say. All work, no play.
A lead to something worthwhile.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got some good news for you, as it happens.
How do you mean?
I fixed you a job.
A job?
Yeah, a permanent one. At the garage. How about that, then? Oh, I haven't said nothing before, but I've been working on this for some time. Old Fred's retiring next week, see?
A job doing what?
Paint spraying and panel beater.
Paint spraying?
Yeah, nice steady work. Oh, you'll be on a good thing there, Cole. A fair wage and plenty of chance for overtime. And Len says you can start on Monday week. Well?
Well, thanks, Ray, but, no.
What? Well, you're not going to turn down a chance like this, are you?
A chance like what? Spending my life spraying cars?
Well, it's better than what you've been doing.
Yeah, but things have changed. Well, didn't you know?
Oh, okay, so you can get by now.
Yeah, but... I can get by now. But I'm not leaving it at that. All right, I don't mind doing any sort of sweat job for the moment, dishwashing anything, so long as it fits in with my studies. But when it comes to something permanent, I'm not going to fetch up as a garage hand.
Well, there could be openings there once you were in. I didn't become a mechanic overnight.
It's no use, Ray.
Well, you'd be mad to turn this down.
I don't want to know.
I've bent over backwards trying to fix this for you.
I've said thank you, haven't I?
Look, if you ask me, you're letting it all go to your head.
Well,
look,
maybe I am.
Oh, so suddenly you're a blooming intellectual. Oh, come off it, Carl.
Well, maybe I am hoping for too much, but it's better than hoping for nothing. And I've had a belly full of that. Something's opened in my mind, and I'm not going to close it again. There's millions of books in the world, and I want to know what's in them. Use them. Make up for lost time. I know you mean well with this job, but... Well, when I'm ready, I'm going to find a job of my own, and it'll be something better than paint spraying and all. Oh,
you talk like that now. You was glad enough of my help when you needed it.
But I don't need it anymore. Look, can't you get it into your head? I don't need you and Mum pampering me. I want to think for myself. I want to be something, not just Ray Piper's half-wit brother.
Oh, God.
Well, that's all I've ever been, isn't it?
Look, stop talking about
it. Isn't it?
Look, you're not blaming me, are you? You don't think that I liked it that way?
Oh, didn't you?
Well, of course I didn't.
Well, then why weren't you pleased when you heard me read?
Of course I was. It was just...
Why are you trying to hold me back now?
Oh, stop it, will you?
Well, what's the matter, Ray? You're scared you'll be nothing without me to shine by.
Good night, Mr. Brooks. Thanks.
Hello, Colin.
Oh, Eileen.
Thought I'd come and meet you.
Well, you should have said. I stayed on after, you know, chatting. Hey, She wants me to go into the next class, Mrs. Brooks.
That's marvellous. Yeah,
says I'm ahead of the others. Not that that's anything. I mean, some of them are really slow, thick.
Oh, do you mind if we get walking?
Well, you're cold, are you?
Bit.
You shouldn't have come out.
Wanted to. I've hardly seen you lately.
No, well, you know how it is. You, want to go for a coffee?
I thought perhaps if you'd like to come back to my place.
I better not. I want an early start tomorrow. Mrs. Brooks has given me a whole pile of stuff, you know.
All right.
But if you want a quick coffee...
Yes, that'd be nice.
You ought to buy a maxi.
What?
Yeah, a maxi coat, like Julie's. I met her out the other day.
Yes, she said.
They look good, those maxis.
On her, maybe.
Has Julie been working at the library long?
About the same time as me.
Oh. And does she... Well, have you ever said anything to her about, I mean, you know, me, the way I was?
No, why should I?
No. No, I didn't think she knew. The way she talked. That's strange, isn't it? To look at her, you know, Julie, you think she was just a pretty face, but she isn't, is she?
No.
Not like some of Ray's birds. To think, I used to envy him that look. I used to think, if I had a girl like that, I'd be someone. It's funny how things change.
Yes.
I used to think Ray was everything I'd like to be. And all he is, he's just an ordinary bloke. Dead ordinary.
Most people are.
Only because they settle for things. Now, you taught me that. I'd settle for nothing till you came along.
And now?
And now I'm going to go places. And no one's holding me.
Taking your tea break?
Oh, hello, Mr. Lake. Do you want a cup?
Thank you.
Oh, it's a bit weak, I'm afraid.
I like it weak. Sign of a weak character, I suppose.
I wouldn't call you that.
Well, I ran out on my job. Oh, granted, that sometimes takes more courage than weakness. It depends on your motives. Mine were sheer cowardice. What are yours, Eileen?
Pardon?
I hear you're leaving us.
Yes, I'm going back to Leeds. My mother's on her own now, you see. My sister and her family were living with her, but they've just got a council flat, and she needs someone there.
That sounds a good enough reason.
It's not the main one, though.
I rather thought it mightn't be.
Remember what you said to me months back? You said, let a caged bird free and there's no telling where he'll fly.
Oh, I'm apt to wax rhetorical at times.
Well, he's all set to fly now.
I see.
He's off on a voyage of discovery. And it isn't just books he's discovering. I'd only restrict him.
You mustn't underestimate yourself.
I don't. I know exactly what I am and what I've got to offer. I know I'm the sort of girl that men knock into in the street without noticing.
Oh, why?
Yes, I am. It happens to me a dozen times a week. Well, maybe a librarian should be inconspicuous, but a woman shouldn't. He probably doesn't realise it yet, Colin. But he's already wishing I was something I'm not. More like Julie.
You're worth six of Julie.
Not in that market.
Maybe you're underestimating him.
No. He's going to want outward signs of his new ability. It's only natural. And I'm not much of an advertisement, am I?
I'd be proud to be seen with you.
You're a kind man.
But surely it must mean something to him, all you've done. I never achieved half as much in all my years of teaching.
It's love I want, not gratitude. I knew the risk I was taking. The minute I got out that alphabet chart, I stood to lose him. It's a funny thing, teaching someone. You must know. In a way it makes you closer, and in a way it separates you. What he needs now is someone who only knows him for what he is, not what he was. With me, he could never forget.
So you're going back to Leeds?
I'm not being noble, just practical. Mum needs me now, he doesn't.
Would you care to leave me your address? I could write now and then, if you wouldn't object.
I'd like it very much.
You know, Eileen, if I were 30 years younger, if I'd met you 30 years back, who knows? We might have flown higher than them all.
Hello, Mum.
Oh, there you are, Colin.
Oh, I said I'd be late.
Eileen was in lunchtime.
Oh?
She left this.
What's that?
Letter for you.
Me? Well, thanks.
She didn't say anything, but there's nothing wrong between the two of you, is there? I wouldn't like to think that, Colin. Not after all she's done for you. What is it?
Oh, nothing. I was only thinking, not so long ago, you'd have had to read this to me. Excuse me.
Yes, can I help you?
Well, I'm sorry to trouble you, only there's no one on the desk.
No, we're a bit short-staffed today.
There was a girl working here, Eileen Butt.
Oh, she's left us.
Yes, I know. I wondered if you got her home address.
You'll be Colin.
Well, that's right. You're Mr. Lake?
Yes.
Well, it's just that I just want to drop her a line, you know. I mean, she went off so sudden, never even said goodbye.
Sometimes goodbyes are best left unsaid.
Well, at least I can write. Thank her for everything.
I don't think she wanted any thanks.
You knew her quite well, didn't you?
Yes. That's all you wanted to say? Just thank you?
Yeah. And goodbye.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you. She didn't leave any address.
Oh. Well, I guess that's that then, isn't it?
Yes. That's that.
Anne Stallybrass played Eileen and Nigel Anthony Colin in A Shape Like Piccadilly by Jill Higham. Ray was played by Nigel Lambert, Mrs. Piper by Cecile Chevreau, Julie by Elizabeth Proud, and Mr. Lake by Will Layton. Production was by Jane Graham.